You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message come from TD Ameritrade. You can get smart with your investing with help from knowledgeable professionals, customizable tools, and education designed just for you at TD Ameritrade, where smart investors get smarter. Member SIPC.
There's lots of news in tech today. David Drummond, the top lawyer at Google, is leaving after multiple allegations of sexual misconduct. He is leaving without a payout package, which is different from other top Google executives who have also gotten into trouble in these matters. In the good news department, scientists, by messing with the electrolyte composition of lithium batteries, seem to have designed a kind of battery that is much more stable and less likely to explode at inopportune times. But I think the most interesting story is the weird tale of Amazon and Honey. Honey is a browser extension that looks for coupons and also tracks deals. It'll help you know exactly how prices on Amazon tend to change. And it's not a small, weird browser extension. PayPal bought it recently for $4 billion. Amazon, though, has declared it a security risk and has said that users can't use it. And so that's a big problem. Now, why has Amazon done that? We have a reporter, Louise Matsakis, who was looking into this story, and there is the distinct possibility that there is something wrong in the code, that in fact, Honey is indeed malware. That could be the case. We haven't seen the evidence of that, but Amazon has a lot of very smart engineers. On the other hand, would PayPal really have spent $4 billion for something that was malware? And couldn't they fix it? Which then leads to the second hypothesis, which is Amazon's doing it for another reason. Honey does, after all, track lots of data about the way people use Amazon and other retail stores. Maybe now that Honey is no longer just an independent small company and is owned by giant PayPal, Amazon views that data as more of a threat. The third possibility is Honey makes it really easy to find coupons and discounts. Most of the time, retailers are okay with that because if somebody takes the time at checkout to look for a coupon, they might have left your store anyway. But maybe by increasing the percentage of people who use coupons, Honey has reduced Amazon's margins. Amazon is responding. My guess is that there's got to be something there. Amazon plays hardball, but they wouldn't concoct a critique of Honey out of whole cloth. But I also think that if Honey were still independent, Amazon would be treating it differently. In any case, the news story got me to install Honey, so I'm checking out the discounts. See you tomorrow.